You alright, Chopper?
I'm very good, yeah.
Go on.
Why?
No, I just wondered.
What?
Nothing. God, you're so suspicious of me. I'm
yeah,
asking
what?
If
no.
you're alright. Jeez.
No, you're up to something. What are you up to?
Nothing. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, guys. Justin.
Hello, Justin. Where are you today?
I'm in Oswestry Street.
Ah, okay. How can I help?
Well, I've got a funny story for you.
Okay.
Well, I was at a tag rugby tournament this morning with my class.
Oh, you're a teacher, are you?
Yes, I am a teacher.
Okay.
And one of the teams we were playing against, there was this familiar voice coming from their team.
Right.
And this voice kept saying, if you don't tackle me, I'll get you Scott Bills' autograph. And it was your football pundit, Lloyd.
Well, so he was telling the boys in the other team, if you don't tackle me, I'll get you Scott Mills' autograph.
Yeah, I mean, he was name-dropping left, right and centre.
Right. And I bet he still got tackled, didn't he?
He did, and their team came about 11th out of 13.
Oh.
Can I do a message to the other team?
Oh, go on,
if
then.
They clatter Lloyd, I'll get them Scott Mills' autograph.
I was quite tempted to tell them to do that, get them extra marks when they got back to school.
Yeah. Well, thanks for grassing Lloyd up. You're a good teacher. I love that.
Yeah.
We should get Lloyd on, actually, later to talk about football, because you don't want to talk about it tonight, do you?
I have no great desire to talk about it tonight, no.
So would you be prepared for our former World Cup 11-year-old expert to talk about it instead?
Yeah, he can talk away all he wants about tonight, yeah.
Also, can I ask?
Yes.
There's a rumour going around this building.
Yeah.
Is it true that you have booked the day off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm very busy.
No, tell me the real reason.
I've booked tomorrow off because on the off chance that Liverpool win tonight, I don't want to report on it tomorrow.
Right, so, and they've let you have a day off for that, haven't they?
Yeah, I pleaded with them, and very nicely, the management of Radio 1 have let me have tomorrow off.
That is absolutely
just
unbelievable.
Just in case Liverpool wins, so I don't have to report on it.
Well, that is the same as me taking a day off because I was a bit upset that Ray Quinn didn't win X Factor.
Well, you
crying
might,
into my beard because Leona won.
You might think that. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. He helped me out with knowledge of the World Cup. I need his help again now. He's the Alan Hansen to my Gary Lineker. He's the David Pleat to my Clive Tildesley. He is Radio 1's football analyst, Lloyd. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Now, what's all this about you playing rugby earlier?
I was in this rugby tournament, and we didn't do very well, as you know.
Yeah, we've already heard, yeah.
And I told the ref that if he gave all the decisions our way, then I'd get him your autograph.
Right, so you were bribing people, as far as I know, not to tackle you with autographs of me.
Yeah, how fickle was he?
did it work?
Of course not.
When are you next playing?
Never.
Well, you'll have to play again, won't you?
Are you done with rugby now, Lloyd?
Yeah.
I've done a deal for the next time you play, so it's all right.
Now, Chappers isn't very keen on talking about this football match this evening, so I wanted to get your opinion on it, seeing as you helped me out so much in the World Cup.
Yeah?
Could you tell me who's actually playing this evening?
What a stupid question.
Well,
what do you mean, who's playing?
Well, remind me.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
And AC Milan.
Are they good?
They are good, but Liverpool are better.
Okay. And they played before in the FA Cup final, is that right?
No. That's wrong. They played in the Champions League final.
Oh, right.
This is such a painful conversation for me on so many levels.
Chappers.
What?
Where's Manchester United?
We're at the top of the Premiership, Lloyd.
You know AIG on the shirt?
Oh, here we go. I haven't heard this one several times.
It stands for almost in Greece.
Right. Good. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, I actually haven't. I quite enjoyed it.
Hang on a minute. Who are AIG then, Scott?
Mm-hmm. Lloyd, can I ask you, what do you think they have to do to neutralise the threat of Kaká?
Foul him.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, as long as they don't get a red card.
Right. Who is this Kaká? I've heard a lot about him.
He's a Brazilian player.
Right.
Yeah,
he's got a great name.
Yes.
Pirlo's a big danger as well, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But, to be fair, the defence is quite old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maldini's in his 50s now, isn't he?
No, he's not quite. He's nearly in his 40s.
So, Lloyd, can we have your prediction for this evening, please?
Yeah, I think Liverpool are going to win 2-1.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Love you.
Good to speak to you again.